Afghanistan is plunging further into an economic crisis. Prices for basic goods have soared since the Taliban overthrew the Afghan government, and the U.S. and other Western nations have also frozen more than $9 billion in assets and stopped most international aid, contributing to a cash crunch that is making daily life difficult for most Afghans. Suni Rasmussen is a correspondent with the Wall Street Journal and joins us now from Kabul. Welcome. And first, just how bad is the economic situation in Afghanistan right now?
Well, the Afghan economy is on the verge of collapse, I think. It has been many years where the U.S. has tried to build a sustainable economy in Afghanistan, and we see now the extent to which that has been a failure. Afghanistan has always been a poor country. After Western countries pulled out or withdrew most of their aid from the country, the economy sort of had to stand on its own two feet. But then at the same time, Afghanistan has also been slapped with sanctions because the Taliban have taken control of the country. So that means that Afghanistan's foreign reserves have now been frozen. The currency is stable for now, but there's a real risk that it might plummet dramatically. The unemployment has been very high for many years. It's been somewhere between 25 and 30%. And that has only soared further after the Taliban took control of the country because a lot of government officials left their jobs and haven't been invited back. And a lot of young professionals left the country simply because they fled Taliban rule. So there's a lot of things at play. All in all, it's a very dire situation that could get much worse very quickly.
And you travel to the south where the situation is pretty dire.
Yeah, I spent the past week in Zabul and Kandahar and Helmand provinces. And this is one of the most impoverished regions of the country. People in the south are really feeling the brunt of the economic crisis at the moment, whether that's an inability to buy enough food for your family. But at the same time, Afghanistan is plagued by a pretty serious drought. And that means that people in the south are migrating to other areas. Rivers that used to have a lot of water have run completely dry. Irrigation is failing. So it's a lot of calamities coming together all at once for the people of the south. I think they're facing a very serious winter to come.
Has the Taliban responded to this situation? Have they put forward a plan for the economy since taking over?
They haven't put forward a plan for how to salvage the economy, but they have responded to the pressure. The main line we hear from the Taliban in Afghanistan now is that the U.S. must unfreeze its funds and must lift sanctions on Afghanistan, and it must do so to avoid a humanitarian crisis. The line from the Taliban, but also from many Afghans, former officials and current officials, is that these roughly $9-10 billion that are held abroad are not the Taliban's money. It's money that belongs to the Afghan people. And that's also what the Taliban is saying. So that has been a response so far.
You spoke to a former Central Bank board member and several former finance ministers from Afghanistan about this issue, specifically of frozen assets. And they have differing views on this issue. What are they saying?
Yeah, that's right. In the Central Bank, or the board member that I've spoken to, Shah Merabi, he makes the argument that the money that is frozen abroad does not belong to the Taliban government. It belongs to the Afghan people. Therefore, the U.S. should unfreeze Afghan funds. They should do so in limited batches of money. They should do so in a monitored way so they can check what the money is actually being spent for and not being spent on, for example, terrorism, if that's what the U.S. fears, or other things that could prop up the Taliban. The counter-argument to that, which other former Afghan officials make, is that the frozen funds and sanctions are the only tool of pressure that the U.S. has left against the Taliban. So if the U.S. wants to in any way influence the political situation here, the human rights situation, if they want to try and push the Taliban to form a more inclusive government, well, then they have to maintain this economic leverage against the Taliban.
And the more immediate, I mean, if these assets stay frozen, is international aid enough to keep the economy afloat?
No. In general, international aid goes to projects in Afghanistan. It goes to, for example, healthcare projects, schools, It could also go to food aid and things like that in the provinces. But the big problem for Afghanistan is that they don't have enough reserves of foreign cash. And foreign aid is not going to help that. Afghanistan's problem is also that it's very import dependent. It doesn't really have an industry. The main goods that Afghanistan exported back in 2001 were dried fruit and opium. And that's the case today as well. It doesn't have an industry to speak of. So that means that Afghanistan is completely dependent on imports from other countries. And if it doesn't have foreign cash reserves, it can't import enough food and other goods to sustain its people. Foreign aid is not going to solve that problem. It can maybe help alleviate the suffering in the short term, but it's not going to solve Afghanistan's economic problems.
That's Suni Rasmussen, correspondent for The Wall Street Journal, speaking with us from Kabul. Thank you.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.